We know there's a next big one on the way. We may not know when and where it'll hit, but we know it's coming.
California State Senator Alex Padilla represents the San Fernando Valley in Southern California.
And every major earthquake that we've lived through comes with it billions of dollars in damage, untold number of injuries, and too many fatalities. And so the question is, if technology exists that can give us a little heads up and minimize the damage, then I feel compelled to do so.
Senator Padilla is the sponsor of a bill just signed into law meant to create an early earthquake warning system for California. This network of sensors, computer models, and alert systems would send out warnings to people in an earthquake shock zone after the initial strike at the epicenter. David Oppenheimer, an earthquake scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey, explains how it works.
I like to think about, you know, analogy as a puddle. So if I had a bunch of sensors in the puddle, and in the middle I just dropped a stone, the waves would start propagating out, and I might have a sensor very close to where I dropped the stone, and if it says, oh, I see an earthquake, and from the splash, I can at least tell you the amplitude. And if it got to three or four of my sensors, I could tell you, oh, I know where you dropped the stone, I can compute that. And based on the amplitude, I can tell you how big a stone it was. And then we're saying, if you're way at the edge of the puddle, I can tell you when that wave will finally propagate out to where you are.
The technology has actually been around for quite a while. Both Japan and Mexico have comprehensive systems that alert the public when an earthquake shockwave is on the way.
We are not as far along. We have the system working. We have a demonstration. It actually worked during the Napa earthquake.
Oppenheimer is talking about the California Integrated Seismic Network. It's a small-scale, proof-of-concept project organized by a collection of universities and federal and state agencies. The network does work. Downtown San Francisco got 12 seconds of advanced warning ahead of the recent South Napa quake.
For automated systems, that's enough time to send an elevator to the next floor, open the doors. BART can slow down trains 3 miles per hour per second. So with a 12-second warning, they could slow the trains that are running at top speed at 70 miles an hour down to about 40 miles an hour. If you were doing surgery, I like to talk about cataract surgery because it's so visceral, that would be sufficient time for somebody to stop at least whatever they were doing, duck and cover from schools, you know, things like that.
During the Napa quake, the demonstration performed well, but Oppenheimer says it's not as fast or as sensitive as he'd like to see it. The seismic sensors currently in the ground weren't designed for the job.
Some of it will go off scale in earthquakes, so we can't compute the right magnitude. Some of the equipment sort of stores up data in groups of like 4 seconds, and then it ships the data to us. Well, that latency is too slow, so we need a modern equivalent where it ships data much more rapidly.
Last week, California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill into law requiring that the state move ahead on building an earthquake warning system. But there's one big catch. The bill prohibits the state from using general funds. So Senator Padilla says they'll have to get creative.
Whether it's telecommunications surcharge, whether it's water utility sources of funding, maybe high-speed rail funding. We have pending federal grant applications that could be part of the meeting the budget. And there's always an opportunity for a public-private partnership.
The California Office of Emergency Services has until 2016 to identify funding for the system. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.